Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the HFCL Q3 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mahendra Nahata, MD, HFCL. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks a lot, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and greetings for the new year, 2023. A warm welcome to HFCL's earnings call for quarter three of financial year 2023. I truly appreciate and express my gratitude for making it to HFCL's earnings call for the third quarter of the financial year 2023. I'm sure that you got a chance to go through our financial results, press release, and investors presentation, which are available on the website of the company and also on the website of stock exchanges. Friends, our country has recovered to a large extent from the aftermath of macroeconomic challenges posed due to pandemic and geopolitical situation. We all applaud our government, the Reserve Bank of India, and our policymakers for handling the situation so well and setting India on a path of economic growth. As a result, World Bank has upgraded India's economic forecast for financial year 2023, citing the country is showing high resilience to global shocks and robust domestic demand. The telecommunication sector has been at the forefront of India's technological growth, ushering into new advancements and enabling innovations. The impact of supply chain disruption due to ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict also seems to have eased a bit further during this quarter. For us, quarter three of financial year 2023 was earmarked with some significant developments, including the launch of our 5G products and services during India Mobile Congress of 2022, coupled with a prestigious partnership with Qualcomm for the development of innovative and futuristic 5G products. Further, we received approval to avail incentive up to 652.79 crores rupees under the PLI scheme from Government of India, which will give us a boost to the production of indigenous telecom equipment from India. With the favorable industry tailwinds, we bagged key orders from prominent domestic and global players. The demand for our new range of optical fiber cables in key markets remained high, leading to a stellar performance on export front, which grew by 140.38% on year-to-year basis. We have been able to close quarter three with an outstanding order book of more than rupees 7,000 crores. As India undertakes one of the fastest and largest 5G infrastructure rollouts, there has been significant progress on homegrown 4G and 5G stack. The next couple of years will be exciting for the telecom equipment industry as the leading telcos are planning massive orders for 5G rollout. During the fiscal period of 2023-2028, the addressable market size of various 5G products and services globally, which includes, of course, 5G transport products, 5G RAN products, and system integration services, is estimated around $400 billion. To meet this impending demand emerging from the 5G network rollout in India and also the global markets, we launched some key innovative products at the India Mobile Congress 2022, which is Asia's largest telecom, media, and technology forum, held during October 2022. We launched world's first open source Wi-Fi 7 access points, 5G 8T8R micro radio unit, which combined the power of vRAN and open standards to accelerate 5G deployment. We also launched 5G lab service facility to accelerate rollout of 5G solution services. To sustain innovation and technological breakthroughs, we collaborated with industry leaders like Qualcomm Technologies for designing and developing various 5G products. The telecom industry has continued to witness a strong investment momentum on the backdrop advent of 5G, deepening of 5 FTTH penetration in the country, ongoing BharatNet projects, proposal for modernization of railway and defense telecom networks, and NHI's telecom initiative launched by the Government of India. Also, with hyperscaling of data centers and 5G networks, we are seeing a manifold rise in the demand of fiberization and telecom networking products in India. In order to create a strong 5G network infrastructure in India, the telecom industry will witness an investment of at least 3.5 to 4 lakh crore rupees in the next 5 years to facilitate 5G rollout in India. The domestic optical fiber cable market environment continues to be strong, with the current market demand for optical fiber cable products at 25 to 30 million fiber kilometer per annum is expected to grow significantly over next few years on account of creation of 5G network across the country, expansion of existing 4G networks, deployment of fiber to home network, implementation of BharatNet project, and creation of multiple data centers across the left and rest of the country. In India, BharatNet alone will lead to an opportunity of laying 16 lakh kilometers of optical fiber cable, translating into almost 50 million fiber kilometers of fiber. Until June 2022, the level of fiberization in India was at 35% against the ideal requirement of 75% for the launch of 5G services. Indian telcos are estimated to expend $1.5 to $2.5 billion on optical fiber cable in the next 3 to 4 years. The current global demand for optical fiber cable is around 650 million fiber kilometer equivalent cable, which is expected to grow significantly on account of 5G rollouts, FTTH expansions, creation of multiple hyperscale data centers. As the largest supplier of optical fiber cable in India, HFCL has been focused on developing the new age low diameter cables like micro duct cables, FTTH cable range, micro module cables, aerial cables, and underground cables for meeting the growing global demand. As already informed, significant development during this quarter was our export growth of 140.38% on a year-to-year basis. And we are optimistic to continue with the same trend in coming quarters by accessing more geographies. Our powerful and robust innovations have helped us in establishing a global footprint of 30-plus countries and serving up to 80-plus clients on the global front. With our own employees, in places like Dubai, France, Germany, England, Netherlands, Kenya, and the US, we are further deepening our customer relations and widening our global presence. Leading global economies, including the US, UK, and Europe, are some of our key focus markets. During the quarter, one of the key milestones was to receive approval under the Production Linked Incentive Scheme from Government of India, avail incentive up to Rs. 652.79 crores over a period of 5 years during the financial year 22-23 to financial year 26-27. As part of the development, we have earmarked an investment of Rs. 425 crores over a period of next 4 years starting from the year financial year 22-23 for manufacturing of various telecom products including 5G equipment. In order to avail the benefits under the PLI scheme, the board in its meeting of 23rd January 2023 has given its approval for setting up a manufacturing facility for telecom and networking products in Gurugram in the state of Haryana. The participation in the PLI scheme will enable us to support the government's initiative of Make in India and make us more competitive in global markets. The board in the state meeting also decided to further the existing optical fiber manufacturing facility by 15 million fiber kilometer per annum in Hyderabad, where company's optical fiber manufacturing facility is already operational, instead of our earlier plan setting up through its wholly owned subsidiary, HFCL Technologies Private Limited. Estimated capex for this proposed capacity expansion would be Rs. 357 crores, and the total consolidated capacity of optical fiber manufacturing post-expansion will reach to 25 million fiber kilometer per annum from the existing capacity of 10 million fiber kilometer per annum. Further, STL Limited, our material subsidiary, was recognized as Emerging Company of the Year during the 8th International Aerospace and Defense Awards conducted in the recent Defense Expo 2022 in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, making it stepping stone towards expanding our presence in the defense arena. During the quarter under review, company has bagged prestigious orders from various Indian and global customers amounting to approximately rupees 3,000 crores. We have a stable order book of more than 7,000 crores as of 31st December 2022. Let me, friends, now brief you on key performance metrics of quarter 3 of financial year 23. Revenue for quarter 3 stood at rupees 1,086 crores as compared to 1,173 crores in quarter 2 of FY 23 and 1,215 crores in the quarter 3 of FY 22. However, EBITDA for the quarter stood at rupees 193 crores as compared to 175 crores in quarter 2 of FY 23 and 174 crores in quarter 3 of FY 22. EBITDA margin stood at 17.8% for quarter 3 of FY 23 as compared to 14.88% in quarter 2 of FY 23 and 14.36% in quarter 3 of FY 22. For quarter 3 of FY 23, profit after tax stood at 102 crores as compared to rupees 84 crores of quarter 2 of FY 23 and 81 crores of quarter 3 of FY 22. Now, PAT margin stood at 9.36% in quarter under consideration as compared to 7.18% in Q2 of FY 23 and 6.67% in quarter 3 of FY 22. Segment revenue for telecom products during the quarter stood at 693 crores as compared to 671 crores in quarter 2 of FY 23. From the above financial metrics, you would kindly appreciate that on the backdrop of easing supply chain disruptions and reduced pressures on input costs, we have been able to demonstrate healthy growth in our order book, profitability and margins over last quarter. We are optimistic about tapping into future opportunities and believe that our order book, revenue and margins will continue to grow with the initiatives taken in the last few quarters. With 5G driving telecom operators and their innovation to a new high, HFCL is also witnessing a transformation towards emerging as a high-tech global enterprise and integrated next-gen network solution provider. Having established a strong footing in the industry as a leader in the optical fiber cable manufacturing in the country, we'll continue to offer more robust and high-tech solutions with open source technology. In financial year 23-24, we'll further continue to invest in R&D and focus on our strategy of tapping new customers, new geographies with new products. We aim to grow with strong contribution coming from exports, product segments and private customers. We're also looking at strengthening our order book further, which is over 7,000 crores in the quarter 3 of financial year 23. To conclude, I would like to say that given the opportunity landscape in India, owing to the 5G rollout, deepening of FTTH penetration, ongoing BharatNet, railway, defense and NHAI telecom projects, and hyperscaling of data centers, we will continue to leverage our capabilities and make the best out of available opportunities to innovate further. Thank you once again for your keen participation. With this, I conclude my opening remarks and open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may enter star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aman Vij from Astute Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. First of all, congratulations on a very good performance on the optical fiber segment. Sir, I wanted an update on the other segment as well, which is the defense segment. So if you can talk about what is the update on the electronic fuse tender as well as electro-optics tender.
Aman, the performance has overall been robust, not only on optical fiber cable business, but other areas also, including the project and the services. As far as the project for fuse is concerned, that is yet to be decided. There are a lot of issues going on and which are under discussion. Since it's a defense-related project, I would not like to go in more details at this point of time, but it is yet not decided, and I believe that, you know, the tender is under consideration, and let us see, you know, what decision finally the military authorities take, keeping the best interest of the country in view in next few weeks' time. But no decision has yet been made. In electro-optics, a tender we have participated, which is under evaluation. Technical testing is going on. We have submitted samples for totally indigenously designed electro-optic products. Now, not only indigenously designed product, but the core, which is the heart of the system, has also been designed by us. I think we are one of the, probably the only Indian company which has designed a 12 micron core by ourselves. Only the sensor has been purchased from outside, the rest is that design is done by ourselves. We are probably the only Indian company which has designed the 12 micron core by itself, so which increases our competitiveness and quality performance also. So it is under evaluation, technical evaluation at this point of time. But other couple of areas also, we are making good progress in defense. Though, as you know, defense revenue takes time, and I have been saying repeatedly on every call that we don't expect any revenue in the current financial year from defense, because all evaluation and this performance checks and all this are going on. But it should start ticking on from the next financial year and then increase further in the coming of financial years. We are already working on a couple of more projects for defense, including, as I had informed earlier, also modernization of BMP armored personnel carrier that is going on. A bench test has already happened. We are now equipping the BMP with our optoelectronic products and control systems. That evaluation will take place in the month of March. And similarly, we are working on software-defined radios, high-capacity radio relays. These are the four or five different projects we are working. But revenue would start coming from the next financial year, but a major growth would be from year next to that.
Sure, sir. Just a clarification on this, and then I'll move to my next question. So on the fuse side, sir, you had explained that the tender last time, there were some issues and the government had given, the army have given the tender to the public sector company rather than the private. And
there has no tender has been awarded to anybody. No such tender award has happened.
Okay. So they were supposed to come public with new tenders.
Allowed to participate. Mm-hmm. Award has not happened.
Okay. But what I understood from the last call, you had mentioned that I think only the public sector companies product was allowed to go through the second level of trials, and private companies' products were not allowed to go, and that is why private sector had complained to the Ministry of Defense. So I just wanted
that still remains the same. So mm-hmm. after all this representation by all private sector companies, mm-hmm. no decision has yet been made to award tender to anybody, and let us see what decision government finally takes in terms of giving, you know, chance to private sector companies again to try the products. Because private sector companies, to my knowledge, best of my knowledge, out of the three, you know, have indigenous technology, own IPR. At least HFCL has got own technology with own IPR, and which serves the real purpose of self-reliance, Atmanirbhar, particularly in defense sector, and which is under consideration of defense authorities. That is much I can say.
So, sir, the trials have stopped for everybody or only the private players now?
Pardon me?
the trials which were going on, has it stopped for everybody or only the private players and public sector trials are still going?
It's not stopped in a sense that decision is yet to be taken that whether, as the second chance had been allowed to public sector companies, our representation is that once you have given a second chance to those companies, you have to give the same parity to the private companies also.
Sure, sir. That helps. On the electro-optic side, you said we are the, sorry, what is the tender that we have already bid for in?
This is a tender for, I think, light machine guns or assault rifles, one of them, because the equipment is same. About 5,000 sights for, this night vision devices, and that is under evaluation.
I'm sorry, what is the rough order size of such
I cannot say. The price has not been opened up, Aman, so I cannot say the price, the size. But it's a 5,000 units, and more such tenders are coming.
Sure, sir. And you said we are the among the only players who have the indigenized product in this compared to
No. I
other
said indigenized core product. Other people have also indigenized, but within that, within the whole product, the major cost is the core. The core we have indigenized. So it's not only the indigenous product, the core has also been indigenized. It's something like equipment where chipset, for example, you indigenize. So here the core is the basic heart of the system, heart and mind of the system. We have indigenized that.
And sorry, how many players are there, were there in private sector who have bid for this?
I think there must be six, seven players. I don't remember exactly, but there must be six, seven players.
Sure, sir. Last question on the defense side. You had mentioned that FY23 there won't be any revenue. FY24 maybe some, and FY25 the scaling will happen.
Yeah.
So, according to your rough estimate, what can be the numbers in FY24 and FY25 in defense for us, and from which we have four or five products? So, which do you think will commercialize first?
Right now, I can't, project a number because it's too early to say that. But yes, next year I expect some couple of hundred crores of revenue come from this, but to project the year next to that, that would be too much of a forward-looking statement I would not like to make at this point of time. But yes, there will be significant growth, that much I can say.
And out of the four, five categories in defense, which do you think we will be able to commercialize first?
I think electro-optics would be the first one to be commercialized.
Okay, and followed by, sir?
Followed by, it may be the upgradation of BMP, it may be the fuses also, yes.
Sure, sir. And this time you have updated the presentation and you have talked a lot about the addressable market. And in defense itself, you have talked about
Aman,
domestic
can you
market.
come back with the question because there are too many questions and other people are also there.
Sure, sir. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we would request you to please limit your questions to two to three per participant. Time permitting, we request you to come back in the queue for a follow-up question. We'll take the next question from the line of Balasubramanian A from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations for good set of numbers. Recently, we have secured one of the EPC contracts in UP, like which is laying fiber optic cables to implement rural water supply network. And we don't have expertise in rural water supply network, like how we are going to manage this project and what kind of profitability we can expect in this project, what kind of margins we can expect. Because right now we are facing pressure on EPC contracts on margin levels. And what are the minimum criteria we are looking to select the projects?
Good question, Mr. Balasubramanian. First of all, let me tell you, the way I'm first coming to expertise and then I will come to the rationale. As far as expertise of laying water pipeline is concerned, it is the same SDPE duct which you lay for telecom network. There's absolutely no difference except the diameter. Only difference is that you have to keep the gradient in view, which you don't keep in view while laying telecom cable, because water has to flow. In telecom, no liquid has to flow, so gradient you don't keep in view. Here, only the gradient you keep in view, otherwise the methodology of laying duct, material duct used of the material, which is SDPE duct in telecom, the same SDPE duct is used here. So absolutely there's no difference in laying. It is a combination like what we do in a backhaul network for fiber optic cable and fiber to home network. There is absolutely no difference at that. So technology is same. Way you do it is same. Only the gradient is the thing which you have to keep in mind, which is not a difficult thing to do at all, number one. Now, our rationale of taking. You know, worldwide, many places I've seen that then you, and even in India, Telangana, it has been done by the government in a Bhagirathi project, that you lay down fiber optic cable while laying down, you know, water pipelines. Because the cost of laying fiber optic cable, if you look at, more cost is in digging than the fiber itself. Here, you are digging anyway for laying the water pipeline, so you might as well put the fiber also. So what I said, let HFCL do this experimentation in Uttar Pradesh and many other parts of the country, if this is successful, that we lay fiber optic cable together with this, because here this project is making pipeline reach to every home. So we will make fiber optic cable reach to every home, which is anyway the objective of Government of India under BharatNet program. And also at the same point of time, operators are also looking at taking fiber to home at a lower cost, because ARPUs in the villages may be lower. Lower cost can only happen if the CapEx is low. So here, since the cost of digging is not there, cost of ROW is not there, the cost is expected to be much lower than what you would have incurred if you had laid down fiber optic cable alone for the telecom use. So since the cost would be lower, expectation of ARPU would also be lower from the rural subscribers. So it is expected to be beneficial to operator also, to government also, and we get additional revenue. So this is a new experiment we are doing in the country, so as that if this is successful, we would like to do this in the more number of areas. So this is the first such project where anyway, only water pipeline, we have decent profit. But we are doing survey for the telecom purpose also, and we are going to lay a fiber optic cable also in selected areas. Coming to profit, we are targeting at least about 10% profit before tax margin, 10% PBT in the project, which we have no reason to believe that why it would not be there. Certainly it would be there. 10% PBT is expected out of this.
Okay, sir, got it. Sir, my second question, our telecom product share increased to 64% versus 42%, and like margins also substantially improved, EBIT margin improved to 19%. Like, if the telecom product shares crosses above 70%, we may, what kind of EBIT margins we may expect, and what kind of working capital cycle improvement we may expect, sir, in over medium term?
Look, this is one of the strong performance area of the company, which you have really pointed out very well, Mr. Balasubramanian. You know, if you look at in the current quarter, our product revenue is 64%, as against it was 57% in the last quarter, and 42% in the same quarter of the year, financial year 2021. So 42% in one year has become 64%. If you really take it 9 months of the year, then this year we have, reaching to the 64% in the current quarter, but 60% in the 9 months. And compared to the same 9 months in the last year, it was 41%. If you compare 1 year back, go back by 1 year, financial year 2021, it was only 27%. Financial year 2022, it became 43%. This year, this quarter, it is 64%. So we have been rapidly growing our revenue from products, which has been my key initiative, as I've been talking every earnings call, that we have been rapidly growing our revenue from products rather than projects. Project, which was 73% in March 2021, it has gone down to 36% in the current quarter under review. So we expect to continue this. Our strategy is to, you know, not to stop taking projects. We will keep on taking projects, but which are not draining our cash flow, number one, and at the same point of time, which are profitable. So if you look at, we have not taken any major telecom turnkey project in the current quarter. We have taken this water supply together with telecom, where the payment conditions are good and the profitability is there, but we have not undertaken any large telecom turnkey project. There were many under offer. We could have taken a couple of thousand crores, I can tell you, couple of thousand crores, but we did not take it because payment conditions were not good. So we just left that as that. So strategy is to take more revenue from products, but not to forget the projects. If it is cash flow, negativeness is not there, and profitability is there. For example, we are doing Reliance's telecom turnkey projects. We are implementing their fiber optic cable network in North India and FTTH network in North India. But payment condition is good. So we have no problem in keeping on implementing that project because there is no negative cash flow. There is no cash flow problem in that project. So we will continue to do that. But yes, we will not take highly negative cash flow projects which creates the cash flow problems for us.
Sir, what is the average working capital cycle for telecom products and EPC contracts? Like, if you could
on overall basis, I would tell you, it is about 125 days working capital cycle for products and this mixed-up. If you do, is on an average. But if you say only products could be roughly 90 days, and that could be roughly 150 days or so, 170 days or so.
Okay, sir. Sir, on that optical fiber capex around 357 crore, what is the capex for optical fiber cables?
No, this is 356 crore only for optical fiber. Optical fiber capacity enhancement of 15 million fiber kilometers.
Mr. Balasubramanian, may be requested to please return to the queue. There are several participants waiting for their turn.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Abhishek from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for taking question and congratulations on good set of margins. Sir, on the railway business, we are hearing
Sorry to interrupt. Abhishek, I think you're on a hands-free mode. Can you switch to handset mode and speak? We can't hear you clearly.
Now it's audible, sir?
Yes,
audible, ma'am? Okay. Sir, congratulations on good set of numbers. Sir, I want to understand on the railway communication side, we have an order book of 309 crore. Now, railway is talking about the incremental capex, the higher budgetary allocation by at least by 25% going forward. Sir, what kind of work we are doing and can you throw some light on how you see the railway business going forward?
Abhishek, again, a very good question. I must appreciate. You know, we have done developed a good expertise in railway telecommunication. If you had seen yesterday's Times of India, there was a full page ad by Larsen & Toubro that they have switched on the metro rail network of Mauritius. There was a full page advertisement. You must have seen that. Point I'm trying to make here is the telecom network of that was done by HFCL. Mauritius Metro, which was started, overall construction was by L&T. And which was flagged off 2 days back, and there was a full page ad by L&T yesterday on that. Telecom network of that project was by HFCL. 2 days back, I think a couple of weeks back, if you would have seen another news item where Dhaka Metro phase one was also switched on, flagged off by Sheikh Hasina, the Prime Minister of Bangladesh. There also the telecom network was done by HFCL. Similarly, number of projects in dedicated freight corridor here has been done by HFCL for telecom. Kanpur and Agra Metro are also being, telecom network is being done by HFCL. We have participated in a couple of more projects at Ahmedabad, Surat. The tenders are yet to be opened. There also we expect regional size of order to come to us. So point I am trying to say, not only in India, but abroad also, we are doing a lot of telecom projects like Mauritius, Dhaka, I have just mentioned. In India also, some of the projects are subcontracted to us by the large contractors, turnkey contractors. Somewhere like Kanpur, Agra, we are doing directly. We have participated directly in Surat and Ahmedabad. So, we have developed good amount of expertise. Now, there are more than 50 new metro cities are being planned on the metro network. So we will be participating in all these projects also. So I see reasonable growth in revenue coming up on these areas. But yes, between order and execution order, it takes a lot of time because order comes when they start building the infrastructure, the pillars, the lines and all that. The completion of that takes a long time. But I think our revenue from railway next year onwards, something like 500 crores per annum should be able to reach, growing steadily by some percentages every year.
What will be the margin on those projects? And just a follow-up.
Margin, Abhishek, depends different in different projects, you know. But generally, you can see something like 10-12% margin can be there, you know, generally. But, you know, around 10% you can say. But, you know, it differs from different projects to project.
So my second question will be, what is the follow-up? So how the PLI benefits will be coming in the picture right now? So what level will be getting the PLI benefit? Is there any timeline or anything is there right now?
No, PLI benefit, you know, it's the next 5 financial years. And starting from the current financial year, so what we produce after a new investment, which would be done by us, 425 crores in next 4 years, and there is a you know, percentages they are provided, you know, this year how much percent and next year how much percent. And since we have got approval within the PLI, DLI scheme, design link incentive scheme, so R&D expenditure is also taken as a part of CAPEX for the purpose of calculation of this total investment of 425 crores. So total investment 425 crores and the PLI incentive given to us is 653 crores. This would be available to us in the next 5 financial years, including the current year. Current year is not expected to be much because we are yet to start making investment, which would be start doing now, you know, except R&D. Infrastructure investment we are still not done. We are going to start it now in Gurugram, near Delhi. But from next year onwards, when we start producing this equipment, 4 years time frame, we expect to receive about 600 plus crores as incentive out of the production we telecom equipment we do in India.
Thank you, sir. I have a few more questions. I'll come back in the queue, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Sanjay Shah from KSA Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, gentlemen. Sir, commendable, congrats on the front of shifting of private customer business, which is a very huge achievement company has done, and also on product side shift is really a remarkable achievement company has done. So my question was regarding our slide 18, I suppose. In slide 18, you mentioned about key partnership. There are 12 partners with us, and so will it be possible to highlight briefly on the opportunities with these partners and what business they throw to us and as an asset to our company?
Yes. I will definitely do that. But before I do that, you know, one of the point I would like to highlight.
Yeah.
You rightly said that, you know, there is a good performance in the area of products and all that. There have been 3 key areas I would like to highlight, where company has done a robust growth in terms of robust strategic decisions we took, where we have been very successful in implementing those decisions, and they have been a long-term benefit to the company. There would be long-term benefit to the company. One, if you look at, you know, our revenue from product and, you know, projects, which I mentioned little while back, that it has grown to 64% in this quarter, but it was 27% in the financial year 21. 20% to 64%. And naturally, this turnkey has gone down from 73% to 36%. Last few earning calls, I have been repeating this, that this is our policy, this is our strategy to reduce our revenue from projects and increase from products. And gentlemen, this has been pretty successful. 27% of products revenue going to 64% is a good performance, number one. So one first strategic decision and the performance is the revenue mix. Second, increase in exports. There is another area I have been talking, that we want to increase our exports, not marginally, but geometrically we want to increase our exports. Now, if you look at in the current financial year, till now, our exports have already crossed more than 600 crores. up to December. Now, my target for export in the current financial year was 750 crores, which is more than double of 360 crores of last year. And it was 180 crores year before that. So 180 crores become 360 crores. Then the target of the current year was 750 crores. But let me tell you, this year we will be crossing 850 crores. So 180 crores become 360 crores and 360 crores would be becoming 850 crores in the current financial year. And I can tell you, we will maintain the same kind of growth trajectory. As a company, we have taken the target of reaching to our export revenue 1500 crores in the next financial year. So 180, 360, 850 and the target of 1500 crores. This is the kind of another success has been in the company, increase in export revenue, which is the strategy we have taken up as a second cornerstone, apart from revenue increase of products, and which automatically leads to revenue increase from exports. Now, what is the second thing which is happening in export, which is also very critical? Though we have taken only pilot project at this point of time, but the kind of inquiries we are receiving, we are not sure that whether we can take that quantum of orders, which is implementation of projects in Europe. Now, European projects payments are very good. You get paid every 15 days. Every 15 days on the basis of work completed. We are getting inquiries, not only inquiries, firm inquiries, where they are saying, come and do. After looking at the work we have done in Germany, the kind of pilot work we have done. We are getting inquiries for hundreds of crores for implementation of projects in Europe. Only point is that I am not able to ramp up my implementation team to such a quick extent to get to undertake those number of projects. So we are really looking at how much order we should be taking, wherein we don't dissatisfy the customer, we do less work, but we keep customer satisfied. So in the export fund, when I say 1500 crores, that does not include revenue we would be getting from project side whenever we start taking this project, which we believe that we should start taking in next 1 or 2 months time frame after ramping up our team, which we have decided to recruit some people and do that. But that would be an addition. So second initiative of growth of export has also been very successful. Third initiative we have taken, increase of revenue from private sector, decrease revenue from government. When I say this, our policy is to take only those government projects which are not negative in cash flow. Cash flow is better, payments are better. Only those government projects will take, or even the private. But the policy of decreasing revenue from government has also been very successful. In the quarter under review, government revenue has only been 20% and private has been 80%. Now, if you go back financial year March 21, government revenue was 49% and private was 51%. So it was more or less 50-50. 50-50 has now become 20-80 in terms of private sector. So these three key initiatives, Mr. Sanjay Shah.
Yeah.
One, increase in product revenue, increase in exports, and then increase in revenue from non-government. This, you have been in the calls earlier also, I remember.
Yes.
So, last 4, 5, 6 calls, I have been repeating this. And you have now, we have demonstrated that how successful we have been implementing each of these strategies. Now, let me again come back. That we will continue on these strategies, we'll keep on increasing our exports, our strategy of new products, you know, by our R&D efforts is on, new customers, new geographies is on, and we will constantly improve our exports and revenue on the basis of strong demand, not only in India, but abroad also. Let me put it like this. If the world market is 100, Indian market is 6 to 7%. 90 to 93% market sits outside India. Now, take out Chinese, you know, where we can't go. You know, let us say take out Chinese, which might be 25 to 30%. Still, 65% of the market is beyond India, which is accessible to us. So, while we concentrate on our 6 or 7% of the market, we should go out and grab some share of the 65% market also, which we have successfully demonstrated in optical fiber cable. We are now getting good success in implementation of projects also. But we will get good success in the product segment also, which I have been saying we would start working on this from the next financial year. Working means working has already started, but we would start getting export revenue from the next financial year on the product side also. So that is as far as the, you talked about projects and turnkey. And so I thought not only that, but there are three very strong strategy points which company has undertaken and has been very successful. I thought I should mention to the benefit of all participants on the call. Now coming to the key partnerships which you have said. One, we discussed about Qualcomm. You know, Qualcomm is a world leader in wireless technologies. So we had a partnership with Qualcomm for development of Wi-Fi, backhaul radios, and now 5G products. 5G products is very critical, very critical. I myself visited the top leadership of Qualcomm a month back, and it's a very successful partnership going on in terms of their helping us in development products, their technical know-how systems and all that. And we believe that we will start coming out from the for the 5G products with Qualcomm technology in the starting from the field trial, I would say, from the first quarter of the next financial year. The non-5G products, which is Wi-Fi and the backhaul radio, are already there. They are in production. New versions of that, including Wi-Fi 7, first Wi-Fi 7 based on Open RAN standards, we have already demonstrated. So they are already under production. Wi-Fi 5, 6 are already under production. They are being sold. So it's a very profitable partnership. Wi-Fi and radio are already there. But this 5G radio networking products, which includes macro cells, small cells, indoor, outdoor, and fixed wireless access, which is going to be a very, very successful product, are going to come up gradually starting in field trial from the first quarter of the next financial year. Now, so this is one partnership. Now, coming to two particular partnerships here, BigCat and Niveti Systems. Here, you know, we have invested money in their company. BigCat, we have invested about 50% of their equity. And as against that investment, they're designing software-defined radio for us for army application. Similarly, and that radio is expected to have a huge market opportunity, some 40-50,000 crores in the next 6-7 years. Niveti Systems, again, we have invested in their company 15%. Their design of switches is being taken by us, and switch again has a huge market, you know, $10 to $12 billion worldwide in L2L3 switches. And these switches are being manufactured and sold by us, as has been designed by Niveti Systems. Now, other opportunities like Wipro, Com Agility, VVDN, these are the companies where we have done partnership for designing of products for us. Because when you design so many products, you can't ramp up your own R&D by yourself into such a manner. So we have given them contracts for designing products for us, contracts. They are doing work for us for designing our products. The IPR belongs to us. For example, Wipro is designing routers for us. The design parameters, testing, architecture is being done by us. Development is being done by Wipro. So Wipro is doing for three kinds of routers. 120 Gbps, 300 Gbps, and 700 Gbps. After that, we will go above 1 terabit also. So Wipro is designing routers for us. This VVDN is also helping us in designing of some of the wireless products. Similarly, Com Agility is also helping us in designing of the 2x2 small cell for indoor application. So, you know, when we have more than about 250 R&D engineers within our company, but we need many more. So these are the R&D contracts or the partnerships where we have invested money. They are helping us in designing this different technology equipment where IPR belongs to us. So I would say not less than 400 to 500 people put together must be working in these companies for designing products for us. So that's an R&D stand which belongs to us because they are working on contracts for us. So other companies like, you know, Metanoia or IPU Infusion, you know, they are software stack partnerships, you know. You need software stacks for different products, which they are supplying software stacks to us. So there are different kind of partnerships, starting from contract R&D to technology partnerships like Qualcomm or partnerships like equity partnerships we have done, Nivetya Systems or Big Cat, but all lead to new products for us. All lead to new products for us where IPR belongs to us. That is the advantage we have got. So this is, all these partnerships are strengthening our R&D. Strengthening our R&D by getting more and more manpower, better manpower to design products for us. And once these products come in the company, they will be manufactured and sold, which will increase our revenue and profitability both.
Mr. Shah, may we request you to please
respond? Full, and I think it's ready stage for us for growth for HFCL for next 3 years. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir, for detailing.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Hardik Vyas from Economic Times. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just had one question. You have enlightened us enough on all my questions. Just one question, that we have been taking all these initiatives, but where do we see our next phase of growth for the next 4 quarters coming in from? As in, I'm not asking you the numbers, but the way you have said that you probably would exceed 1500 crores on the product export revenue side. So will that be the same contribution, as in roughly 15 to 20% of the overall revenue, or could you please guide us on that?
Hardik, you know, growth would continue. Growth would continue on the back of strong demand India and globally, because now we are not only talking about Indian market or global market, because that's one area where we are now concentrating. And the performance has shown that. You know, till now we have been working on exporting fiber optic cable. Now, as I started working on export of projects also. Third, we would now be working very seriously on export of products also. So, you know, so overall growth is coming on indigenous demand, local demand on the back of 5G, NHI, defense, railways and all that, and BharatNet and all that, and a strong global market. Now, growth will come from which areas? Let me tell you that. One, fiber optic cable. Fiber optic cable revenue has been increasing consistently. This year, it would be around 2300 to 2400 crores in the current year which we are talking about. Last year, it was about 1700 crores. Year before that, it was 1200 crores. Year before that, it was 700 crores. 700, 1200, 1700, 2300, 2400. This has been the kind of growth. So we will maintain this kind of a growth trajectory in the next financial year also. This growth trajectory will be maintained. A major growth would be coming from export market. As I mentioned, you know, 750 would be 850 this year, but we expect to reach to 1500 crores. This is in fiber optic cable alone. But there would be projects on the top of that. There would be products on the top of that. This 1500, again, I tell you, for only for fiber optic cable. But projects and products would be on the top of that. So how much that would be, it's too early for me to start talking about, because we have to still jump into the water and swim there. That is one. Second growth opportunity, or rather the growth would happen in the product business. As I said, products are going to be launched. All 5G related product routers and all that are going to be launched starting from the first quarter of the next year. Then it's R&D. R&D gets delayed many a times. It always happens. So first quarter, we are starting field trials of the equipment, and it will continue field trials and launching of products throughout the year. So second growth is going to come from your product revenue, wherein we believe that next year, reasonably good number of products would be launched and revenue would come from nationally and internationally both. Third growth would come from those projects which are financially profitable and also cash flow positive. That is another area where we look forward. The growth would come. Not that we are stopping project business. No. Where the profitability is there and the cash flow is not so much negative, we would keep on getting projects. So that is another area of growth which it is going to come. So all this put together, growth would be there locally, internationally, cable, projects, and products, all three areas.
Mr. Vyas, thank you. We will be moving to our next question now. Ladies and gentlemen, before we take our next question, we request participants to please ask only one question at a time. Time permitting, we will take you in the queue. Our next question is from the line of Abhishek from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
My question is largely on the export side. You have given the numbers right now. What will be the mix on the export side, if you can throw some light, which are the segment defense and how you see defense as an opportunity for an export?
Look, we have not at all looked at defense as an opportunity export till now. Because once we start supplying in India, then only we would be starting looking at opportunity of export in defense. Fuse, for example, we are registered in NATO as a possible supplier. NATO, some cage number is there which is allotted to us. But we are not working on any of such opportunity at this point of time, because let us first establish ourselves in a good way in India, then we look forward for export in defense equipment. So that revenue is not in my projection at this moment. Not that we would not do that, but I don't visualize doing that in next 1 or 2 years. That is number one. Now, coming to exports right now, the entire exports mostly has been fiber optic cable till now. As I've been saying, that till now we have been concentrating as for fiber optic cable. Project, very small work we have started as a pilot, but next year we will be doing more of that. Product, yes. That's one area that there would be another growth opportunity apart from fiber optic cable. When I say 1,500 crore, as I said, that is fiber optic cable. Product and projects will be added on the top of that. So these are the export opportunities we are working on.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Hitesh K. Patel from KK Patel & Company. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, Hitesh.
Yeah, sir. Good evening, sir, and congratulations for the good quarterly numbers. I would like to clarify one thing, sir. In the month of October, around 2021, 600 crore expansion plan of optical fiber cable was announced. So right now, sir, what is the on stream of that expansion? Are we 100% expanded on the capacity announced in the October month?
No, Mr. Hitesh, fiber optic, as I mentioned, 356 crores expansion has already started. Construction has already started in Hyderabad. That work is going on. Fiber optic cable, we are yet to start construction, but machinery orders and all are almost placed. Construction activities yet to start because of land acquisition work, and that is going on, which is expected to be completed in next 1 month time frame. Then immediately that work also would start. A lot of land has been acquired, payment has been made, but construction is yet to start. Once the land acquisition is completed, we will start construction of that. But fiber work has already started.
And one more question, sir. How would you see the future margins of the company on the product side?
The product
side. Because around 6 months back, because of the COVID, the margins were shrunk by a huge margin. And in this quarter, we have seen some spike in the operating margin. How would you see the future?
Look, as you would have seen, the profit margins have grown in the current quarter. There has been a reasonably good growth in the profit margins. And I believe that, going forward, margins will keep on becoming a bit better. Reason being, as we bring in more telecom products in our product portfolio, I believe that project margins would keep on growing further. Because once we have products with our own IPR, our own control on the technologies, the margins are expected to grow. So the margins have grown in current financial year, current quarter, and we expect that the margins will grow further. But to put up a number would be very difficult right now, that how much growth would be there. But yes, I expect the margins to grow.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Dipesh from Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, yes, yes.
Sir, you mentioned about setting up the new manufacturing facility for benefiting from the PLI scheme. Now, the project cost, you said that it will be funded by a fresh fundraise. Will the fresh fundraise come through as a preferential allotment as you had planned before? And will it come in this quarter or maybe in the next quarter?
I didn't say that it would be by fresh fundraise. I never said that. I said the.
No, no. In the press release, sir. In the press release, it has been mentioned that the project cost will be funded by term loans, internal accruals, preferential issue of warrants, which have already been given, and the fresh fundraise.
Yes, yes, yes. So that's what you're referring to. I thought you were referring to what I said just now. No. So fresh fundraise, though there has been a resolution passed by, enabling resolution has been passed by shareholders and the board also, but and the warrant have been already been issued, as you know. But we have not really decided when are we going to do the fundraising and all that. But we are waiting, you know, because this investment is to be made in next few years, not immediately. So we are waiting for the right moment and when the funds to be raised. So no such decision has yet been taken to raise the funds at this point of time. Whenever we take, we'll definitely come back to you. So only enabling resolutions which have been passed.
Okay, and just one more question, sir. What is the reason of the sales declining? And going ahead, do we see? How strongly do you see? Do we see 20-25% growth in our volumes?
Look, you know, I would like to say one thing here. Declining sale is not important. Improvement in profitability and overall profit is more important. If you get the same profit or more profit on less sale, it is, I think, is a good performance parameter for any company. So in the current quarter, if you see the sale has a small decline, and I will explain the reason also, but profitability has increased. So that is the key parameter one should look at, you know, and that's what we are looking at the company, that profitability should increase, revenue should also increase, no doubt, it has to increase, but more effort should be done to increase the profitability. Now, small decline in the sales in the current quarter has been because that some incomplete work in the projects could not be built because the customer testing had not happened, particularly in the army related projects. The customer testing could not happen because of various issues related to the customers, you know. That is why this billing of that particular work could not be made. Otherwise, we would have surpassed what the last quarter's revenue was. But it was the reason was this, that we could not build that, so it could not be part of our, revenue.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the floor back to Mr. Nahata for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks to all of you, gentlemen, for being part of this call. I'm sure you would have got a good view of what kind of a strong performance company has been given, what kind of a strong strategical path we have created for our company for future growth, and our strategy of new products, new customers, new geographies on track. We are increasing our product range by innovation, which is improving our profitability, increased our exports, we have increased our revenue from private sector, increase our revenue from products, and we are sure to continue on that course and continue to improve the revenue and profitability of the company. Thank you very much, gentlemen, and again wish you a very, very happy and prosperous new year. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.